The North Adams, Massachusetts City Council has rejected a proposal to turn a former school building into 75 units of affordable and market-rate housing. City residents attended Tuesday night's virtual city council meeting to protest the project. Michael Fierro said he represents many others who live near the Sullivan Elementary School property on Kemp Avenue.
We propose you demolish the current school building, revitalize and expand Kemp Park into a neighborhood park, seeing our tax money put towards green initiatives in a community space rather than more infrastructure.
Council Vice President Jason LaForest made the motion to deny Mayor Tom Bernard's ability to proceed with negotiating the offer from Xenolith Partners LLC and Santa Ruin Construction.
This proposal is not worthy of the pride of our residents. It disrespects the progress of the immense hole we've been climbing out of since Sprague Electric Company and the hospital closed, and countless other businesses. And frankly, it dishonors the foundation of the new economy we've helped create in the Massatomoka era. Where is the return on all these sacrifices and investments? Is $10,000 and frankly, a laughable 30-year tax break respectful to the city and residents? I think no.
LaForest said North Adams' subsidized housing inventory rate of 13% already exceeds the state average of 10%.
What other community in Massachusetts has placed not one, not two, but three subsidized housing projects in less than one-tenth of a square mile? This is residential segregation based on economic status. Irrefutable statistics show that minorities are more likely to be poor than Caucasian Americans. And on the basis of this racial and economic segregation alone, this proposal should be voted down tonight.
Councillor Lisa Hall Blackmer said the project was too large, and Councillor Keith Bona said the terms for negotiation were too far apart to reconcile. Councillor Jessica Sweeney said the project was a bad fit for the neighborhood, but said she was disturbed at the reaction discussion of affordable housing brought up among city residents.
I've received many, many, many emails talking very negatively about people who are struggling right now in the middle of a pandemic.
Former Council President Benjamin Lamb, who has announced he's stepping down at the end of his fourth two-year term, said the city has harsh realities to face about housing.
We have 22 people right now living in hotels in this area because there's no room in our homeless shelters to house them. Because the folks in our homeless shelter system are staying there for 6 months to 2 years because there's no housing for them to step up into.
The motion to deny passed unanimously. City Councilor Wayne Wilkinson, who initially questioned LaForest's motion, left himself unmuted after the vote to offer a candid insight into his thoughts on the city's coming mayoral election this fall before being cut off.
We knew this was going to happen. If you guys running for mayor.
Wilkinson told WAMC Thursday that he had no further comment on the statement. So far, there are no declared candidates for mayor in North Adams. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.